Hey Wanderers, and welcome back to Outlaws Wanted. Last time, the crew of the Honor found their ship growing more powerful as the first confluence of chaos was destroyed. Gyla and Sully both awoke with one golden eye and one the normal color. Gyla seems to now be some part of Harmony. The ship made sail towards the next challenge. The crew found themselves haunted by a zombie-infested barge. Unable to escape, Malcolm decided to crash into the barge, which sunk the Honor and left the crew stranded on board an endless shifting pile of broken and rotting boards. Far off, Captain Whalen has lost his usual composure. Not to brag about him, but he's a great captain. Not just good, but great. The Guild galleons are lavish trading vessels, but the reality is, there is a reason that they are never crossed by pirates and that the other factions always pay. They have the best weapons money can buy and even better leaders. Whalen is coughing on smoke as redundant system after redundant system fails. He knows the ship is breached. He knows given the number of cursed black vessels he is facing, he will not last. But he can give the outlaws a chance to do something. He has never forgotten Vika and the sacrifice she made. Weapons are offline, sir. We have to leave.
Commander Prescott, you are a sailor for the Guild of Commerce, not some untrained, craven pirate. You will hold your post and your tongue.
Sir, we're going to lose this ship. We have to—
What, Prescott? Do you think this isn't our fight? Look at this mess. It's everyone's fight. I don't care if we run here or we get sunk later on. Our choices are die here or become whatever that thing is.
He points at the Galactic Alliance ship that has been ripped apart and grown in with chaos.
Better we sink here, Prescott, but don't give up just yet. The outlaws might be undisciplined and lack decorum, but never forget they saved our lives. They might do it again. Now bring us around and let's see if we can't distract these beasts a little longer.
Whalen smiles. He has been on borrowed time ever since Vika fixed their ship, and now it looks like he might return the favor in full today. He feels a moment of vertigo as some horrible shrieking energy weapon cuts through his ship. For a moment, he is sure he is dying. But no, time just feels like it's moving slower. He feels his ship, his home underneath his hands. He can feel every inch of the metal and wire and life that he commands. And he can feel it dying, breaking apart. But something else, almost like a muscle, he has never felt before. He simply flexes his ship back together, stitching metal as if it was made of clay. All at once, the moment of vertigo has stopped, and Prescott is staring.
I thought I told you to focus, Prescott! I need status! How's the ship? Can we return fire?
Yes, sir, the weapons are back online, but Captain Whalen, your eye, it's glowing. All right.
Back I do declare, I think he has been infected with Harmony.
I decided to make him Foghorn Leghorn. I regret nothing.
No, I was referring to when Mal put on that accent.
When Mal was impersonating him.
All right. We left you guys on a barge of constantly like floating to the surface and kind of cruddily arranging itself, rotting boards. The Honor has just been torn apart by zombies that are now again shuffling aimlessly across the planks. What is everybody doing?
Vi takes a position between everyone and the zombies, since she tends to be better at taking them out. Aims with her gun, is shooting, and yells over her shoulder, "Y'all better figure out how to take care of that thing down there, because I can hold them off for a while, or at least I can try, but we're running out of time fast."
"Well, we have a penguin, and they're good at swimming, so hold on, who's ever coming with, I guess?"
Why can't the penguin just go down itself?
flippers aren't particularly good for swords or guns.
I suppose.
He gives the penguin gives a shrug.
Excuse me, I'm the penguin. You're not the penguin.
You can't stop me.
I'm going to hope that penguin jumped off the ship, like, into the water thing and didn't just try to waddle through zombies.
So basically, like Lucy, the penguin is in as much risk as you put him. So if you want the penguin to do something, the penguin's at risk. Otherwise, the penguin's just, like, dodging and around. Basically, you have a friend that you can give orders to, but if you give him no orders, his natural instinct is self-preservation.
No, I'm aware. I'm just, narratively, I don't think a waddling penguin through zombies is gonna get very far.
Yeah, no, I mean...
Don't judge my creations of harmony. You don't know what it's capable of.
He couldn't get up the stairs, Zach!
Yeah, but these are chaos monsters. This is what he was made to kill. Like, this is his jam!
Do you want him to kill... I mean, you can command him to go fight the zombies.
Oh, no, he's gonna help swim us down to the heart of darkness.
So I promised I would tell you guys if, you're ever on the wrong track. It's below the surface does not necessarily mean literally underwater.
Oh, okay. I thought, well, when you say it like that, I thought it was literally underwater.
No, sorry. Like, the path down is not going to be whilst drowning. More like a wooden cave, less just having to swim underwater forever.
Do I, so it's like a wooden cave and we kind of know where it is?
You have a direction, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can do like your harmony sense to have a direction.
I'll do that. Oh, I have to math. That's an 11.
Oh, geez. I honestly, for some reason, my head was on D&D and I'm like, that was terrible. Oh, wait, no. Fate. That was good.
And also not fate.
That's the problem I had is I rolled a 6 and a 2 and all I could think of is like, 6 plus 3, which is my weird, is 9. 6 plus 3 is 9. 6 plus 3, there's another number there.
So you're just looking for a direction, right?
Yeah, like kind of where this mind of chaos is.
Well, with an 11, you did really well. So you have a location. What else do you want to know? Like, you have a direction to go in, right? But
right.
What else do you want to know with that good of a roll?
I mean, well, we know it's decay as well already.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you guys want to know? Because I'm drawing a blank on more information.
I mean, I feel like asking its weakness is maybe too on the nose.
Is it, like, spawning stuff from it, or are the zombies, like, just coming from the water?
Ah, that is a good question. It's not, like, spawning things. It is a source of decay, which has, you know, obviously affected this whole, like, blighted part of the ocean. But that being said, that does not mean it is alone. You sense a great number of things down there with it, right? It is guarded.
From what I can sense, it feels that the giant thing down there that we need to defeat is not necessarily alone. It doesn't seem to be spawning more of these zombie things, but that does not mean it isn't an empty chamber where this will be easy.
So it sounds like fighting our way in is probably not an option.
I mean, I am kind of kneecapped here, so I don't know how much fighting I can do in general.
Can we lure away what else is there to give ourselves an opening, maybe? I don't know if you can tell what else.
I cannot.
In that space.
I want to say as like a DM note, if I'm not like telling you ideas are bad, I'm not telling you ideas are bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're also not telling us if ideas are good either.
No, but I don't do that ever.
I'm just messing with you.
I guess what I'm saying is Gyla asked a question to which there is not an authoritative answer, but I'm not shooting it down like I did the thing about a penguin swimming you down to it. That one I shot down because there's like, you know, facts get in the way of that.
I mean, we could do a distraction. We've also been kind of fighting this thing head on. It seems we've been making more progress by just taking the direct route so far.
I can be distracted.
I don't think now's the time, Gyla.
She winks at you.
Well, I think it's up to you, Captain. So the screen splits in half and you see Gyla on one side and says, like, create a distraction. And then you move your joystick to the left and it highlights Sully and it says, go in, guns a-blazing.
Right.
And you can just keep switching back and forth, like getting each of us a little bit more in focus when you go.
See, the funny thing is, I realize you're referencing Dark Pictures, but the image that popped in my head was Mass Effect. So I've been playing that a lot. I've been playing that a lot lately.
I mean, I was just more referencing like every game that ever puts a choice in front of you.
Dialogue trees, yeah. I'm torn on what to do because part of me doesn't want to metagame this, right? So, kind of like what we talked about at the end of last session, where these puzzles are meant to challenge us and not do what we would normally do, right? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. What Mao would normally do is go in guns a-blazing.
I mean, to be fair, we learned from the last one that wasn't going to work.
But then that makes me think that's what I shouldn't either. Do.
So, like, I think there's an in-game reason to do things a little bit differently this time, because we are in a realm of chaos.
Yeah. Well, I'll kind of go with what I was already thinking, because I kind of already said it. Well, I still don't think going in guns a-blazing is going to work. There's too many of these space and things. I think we need to cause a distraction to draw them out.
Alrighty. So I guess that's a role to make exploding stuff.
Well, okay. So now, you know, God speaks. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Deus Ex is machina-ing, so like, you know, a hovering entity floats down and says, what are you throwing bombs at? You're still mostly just standing on a malformed football-sized raft, and way, way, way down somewhere you know that there is a source of decay, but you haven't really found that yet, nor do you know exactly what is guarding it. You're kind of just standing in like a pile of broken boards in the ocean, you're just like, I throw bombs at it. Like, we'll throw bombs at what?
I think you mean football shaped.
No, football size. Field size. Like, it's huge.
Field size.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah, like, this is a massive, massive, massive just, like, collection of these rotting boards that are all, like, floating to the surface and forming a kind of solid raft.
Okay, so it's giant.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a general direction, so I can start heading that way.
I was thinking more she was going to be doing, like, fireworks type stuff and maybe ask Sully to shape that into something interesting.
I understand what you want to do. What I'm telling you is you're picking the wrong moment.
We are not at the point where a distraction... You're trying to create a distraction in an empty field instead of the boss's castle.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Like, we are 4 miles from where the boss's castle is, and the distraction would help.
We can head to the source, yeah.
I got you, Cody.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good idea. It's just the wrong time.
Yes, gotcha.
So what, are we running down there to, like, wave at it and drag it up? Is that the plan?
I think we need to get in a little bit closer. And apparently this raft is huge. I couldn't see because of all the fog and time and descriptions that my eyes were giving me.
Yeah, I thought it was a football size field, not a football field size thing. So
it's all a matter of perspective, I guess. So we can head off.
What's a football?
Do you understand why I describe the cognitive realm and spirituality as this weird thing now? You know, first you think it's a tree, but the tree is actually the roots, which is actually the stream. You thought it was a football-sized thing, now it's a football.
Do you want someone to stay up? Do we want someone to stay up here to keep these things from following us? Are y'all planning on coming back up with this thing? What's the plan here?
I'm trying to provide some clarity here.
I'm not talking to you.
I know, but you guys don't really know what's down there yet. You know it's not alone.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they're... I don't know. I'm ready to move on, and we keep, like, trying to plan more, and I'm like, can we just... Sully goes to the tunnel. That's what I'm saying now. Like, I am pushing plot.
Gotcha. So, y'all head towards, you know, this location that Sully can sense. Eventually what you find is like a hollow kind of near the center of this raft. So again, massive raft, all these broken boards. You eventually find like a depression, a hollow where the boards kind of generally sink in. You can see that it's leaking water. So there's like streams and small waterfalls rushing through broken boards leading down into the darkness. Now what's everybody doing?
Can I reach out with my new harmony powers to like sense something?
Yeah. Roll plus weird investigation.
Well, that's a 7.
Okay. So with a 7, so around you, there's kind of like a large number of these zombies shuffling around, but they're pretty aimless. They're not like focused on one point like they were when your ship first crashed into it, and there was basically something new to eat. Way down in the pit, you feel like a multitude, right? Like an ocean of these things down there. Like an endless pile all in one place. Feels like it's like looking into a boiling pot of water.
Well, you were right, Sully, that it's not alone. It appears to have, I don't know, approximately 1 million friends. Kind of like ones we found up here, all shambly-like. So,
I don't think we can create a distraction that big.
Have you met Gyla?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty amazing, but it seems like they kind of go on forever. Can we sink this thing? Keep them from getting, just like, keep them stuck under the water? Contain them somehow? Can I try to, like, light the raft on fire and see if it burns up or if it just kind of, like, rematerializes or something?
Can I say that I'm worried that my description implied something that is untrue? I was not telling you your guys' plan was wrong. You're on the right track. You don't need to rethink the track that you were on.
Okay.
He's saying that
I feel like I'm not explaining this well enough. Like, imagine this is a video game and there's a boss fight way down underneath of there. And the plan that you guys laid out for me was we want to distract it, right? To, like, draw away whatever is protecting this thing that's down there that you don't know what it is yet. That's a really good idea. But lighting the top of the raft on fire is kind of like lighting the walls of a castle on fire. Like, the outside of the walls of a castle. Like, at some point, you guys gotta go down there and poke it and try to cause a distraction that way.
So, Cody, from my perspective, our idea was, okay, let's try to cause a distraction and draw these things out. And then the next piece of information we got was, oh, there are billions and billions of them. Distraction's not going to work.
I didn't say distraction's not going to work.
You didn't say it, but that's what came through when you tell us there are uncountable numbers of them.
Okay.
How do you distract uncountable numbers of something?
What I am telling you is the GM, what you just said, the second half of it, I did not mean to imply.
That's what I inferred.
It's my bad. That's all I'm saying. You can... Your plan was good. I would have told you if it wasn't.
What if Lucy and the penguin and I go down there, shoot a couple of them, and book it? So there's at least three of us that are going to hold those off. And then at the very least, Gyla blows up whatever's down there.
All right. You can lead them on a merry chase. That could be fun.
Well, because I'm going to guess once we destroy whatever's down there, these things are going to just stop. If it's anything like the turtle thing, they won't work anymore. So the sooner we just destroy it, the better. And, like, I can run. I don't know if the penguin can, but Lucy and I can run, and the penguin can beat things up.
I like how we have a person who is very good at shooting. We have someone who is genetically engineered, his purpose in life is to shoot things. And then we have a penguin, and he's the one who can beat stuff up.
Well, but Lucy and I are the tanks of the group, and we at least can run and shoot. Penguin can't do that. But
what if we rig this entire corridor to blow up as well? I mean...
Oh, yeah, like, if there's Baka and Lucy and the penguin lead them through somewhere, and then we kind of collapse it on them? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much we have to do that if we're just cutting the puppet strings, as it were.
So I'm just worried about them coming back down in case, you know, like getting overwhelmed.
Oh, where... so they can't turn around, is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to again kind of make a GM note here. I'm sorry. Like, you guys don't have bad ideas. I think you're misunderstanding the challenge that you're being faced with. You know, like, in a zombie movie, there isn't, like, a number of zombies, right? If there's, like, a city of zombies and you're getting through the city of zombies... If you trigger the zombies, there's not like a number of them. There's infinite of them that can chase you, but they might chase one point, right? If there's something being distracting, like Vika, they'll chase Vika, and that will distract them from other things. But it means that Vika's being chased by an endless horde of zombies until somebody else does something else. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there's a timer on that.
Yeah, like Vika's taking damage and getting hurt by zombies until the rest of you finish the task at hand. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That is what is meant by there are endless zombies.
Sully, can you tell anything else about the main source, even if it's clouded by this endless horde?
I don't know what it looks like, if that is the question. It is a source of chaos, an endless fount of decay. It's feeling Arby's for dinner after it's done here.
Is that like a interstellar council thing, or?
Have you never had Arby's?
No, why?
I mean, their curly fries are good. I mean, the food's okay for, you know, like.
We are not sponsored by them yet.
I like the,
Arby's,
optimism.
Look, I'm totally willing to be sponsored by you, even though I don't like your food.
I like the curly fries, as I said.
Anyway, we can, Sully and Mal and I can venture down there and set off something.
Yeah, Lucy and I and the penguin will go down well, penguin can stay up here, because stairs. Lucy and I can go down there, we'll poke it, book it up, and then if you guys just destroy it as fast as you can before we're dead, that would be preferable.
You got it, Vi.
All right, so Vi, you're just walking off into the darkness with Lucy?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so you start climbing down what feels like it's like the side of a mountain, right? Going straight down of these broken boards and areas of like almost water slide, like, you know, places where water is leaking in from the ocean and pouring like ever downward towards whatever this source of decay is. It is totally dark after like beyond a certain point, and the further you get, eventually you hear like a flicking sound, and you look over, Lucy is like snapped off a board and has like a tinder box that he's using to like spark. Huh? You have a face.
I just realized Lucy doesn't have any weapons.
No, he does not. He like sparks.
No, Vi would have known that. If that's the case, then
can I like, it's okay. It's okay.
Lucy's still like a big dude.
He's a large man that has a torch, which is about as good as a weapon as you're gonna get when dealing with zombies. Right. Blunt weapons are not terrible, you know?
Just don't wanna lose Lucy.
Also, like, if we're being completely honest, I think Lucy unarmed is still the scariest member of our team. You know, like, Gyla could have a nuke, and I still, like, Lucy with a torch and Gyla with a nuke, I think Lucy still has a good chance of winning that fight.
I do appreciate that you're saying that about someone who you beat in your first ever fight. So he lights, you know, like a broken ore that he wraps in some cloth on fire, and uses that as a torch as you guys slip and slide your way down. I'm not certain this is a good idea. We might die.
If you had another suggestion, I would have loved to hear it.
Most of the plans I was trained to complete result in me dying.
Well, it hasn't happened yet, so,
Well, kind of it. The time we met, though.
Yeah, we didn't kill you.
But, I mean, anyways.
Lucy, I guess we are going to have to distract them anyway. I guess talk as loud as you want. I was thinking be quiet until we get down there, but.
Oh, I mean, no, we can speak quieter. I guess I was just wondering, when we get down there and there's like a bunch of them, do you just want me to throw this at them and then we run, or?
I mean, I'll shoot them, and then if they start moving toward us, yes, we run.
All right. That seems. And then we just
keep
running?
It's a very basic plan.
I feel like I'm concerned for your safety.
I'm kind of worried about all of our safety at this point. Hopefully this works. I guess we'll see.
I expect this behavior from Gyla.
I guess she's rubbing off on me.
I guess. You both continue deeper and deeper, and eventually you start hearing like a scratching and a scrabbling noise. And eventually you hit like, so you're going down an incline, there's a sharp drop off, and Lucy holds the torch kind of over this drop off, and in this basin you see just thousands of bodies crawling over each other and writhing in like this pile, all of them clawing at boards and ripping at them. It seems like almost trying to crawl out, but always boiling back over into this pile of bodies that are just seething there, and you feel a profound sense of sickness the closer you get to it.
So this is what you want to shoot at.
Critch, this is gonna suck.
I believe it is! Yes, this is a bad idea.
Well, I didn't hear you coming up with anything.
No, I have no other ideas. This is it.
Okay, well then, this is the only idea. This
Are we still a good whispering? One?
No, and Vi takes out her gun and she shoots into the pile.
When you do that, no, I was going to say Lucy throws the torch and then, like, in my head, I'm like, that's actually a terrible idea.
No, that's a terrible idea. He starts to throw it and she's like, no.
Lucy reaches over and grabs, like, another broken, like, off, like, spike of wood and just starts hucking those down into the mass. All right, make a blast some baddies roll.
That's an 8.
Okay, so you both are just firing into this mass, and there's like a moment where it pauses, right? All of these bodies stop, and then slowly, like one at a time, you just see like one head turn towards you, and then like two, and then four, and then a lot.
As soon as it's a lot, Vi like grabs Lucy on the arm and just like, you know, like, go, okay, let's go, 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 go.
You start running your way back out of this cave as, like, as soon as you do that, the sound is deafening as there are these, like, grinding moans as these creatures now have one direction they are moving towards, and all of them are roiling over the edge. Like, you turn around and look, and it's just bodies, like, flowing up as you guys scrabble your way up. Unfortunately, you basically have gone down a water slide made of broken wood, and now you're at the bottom of it, and you're trying to go up a slide. So, make me an act under pressure roll to see how well you do with this.
Okay.
And, oh, and now you have a choice. Do you want to be responsible for Sully in your rolls, or do you, or not Sully, do you want to be responsible for Lucy in your rolls, or do you want him to roll these separate?
Well, I rolled really good, so I'll be responsible.
That's fine, that's fine. It just means that for, like, the rest of this encounter, that's basically the way it's going.
Okay. Yeah, I got him. Okay. That's an 11.
All right. So, things go very well for you. Your trip back up is scary, but fortunately, these things that are chasing you are also not particularly dexterous. So, as much trouble as you're having getting back up this slippery, wet wood that has water constantly kind of pouring through it, they are having just as much trouble, and they're a lot less coordinated. So there's, like, occasional moments where you'll feel something, like, grab at your foot and start to pull you backwards, and Sully, like, or not Sully, gosh, I said it once, now I'm gonna mess it up, and Lucy hits it with a torch, and you, like, break free and keep running, or, like, you see Lucy get grabbed, and you, you know, take a shot and knock these creatures back as these zombies are still chasing you. But anyways.
When I'm about, when I can start seeing, like, the light or like the surface, Vi just starts yelling, there's a lot of them, there's a lot, get out of the way, move, it's a lot.
All right, you break over the surface, right? So you're on this big expansive plane of these broken boards that have all floated up to form this raft. You see the kind of shocked faces of Jyla, Sully, and Malcolm as you just go tearing across.
We're running towards the ship.
The ship is, well, you can run towards where it was, yeah.
Yeah.
But there isn't, like, a ship there to take.
No. I assume it's, like, broken and, like, you know,
yeah,
sinking. But it is a direction to run to, so.
All right. Malcolm, Sully, and Jyla, and Penguin.
No, Penguin's with me.
Oh.
my idea with him is that he's kind of like the first barrier they run into.
Yeah.
Because he can just like swing his giant muscle wings and be like, quah!
Yeah, just like they'll bounce off his pecs, you know.
Yeah, right. Occasionally you see a flipper slap some of these things away as they get closer. All right, the three of you, Jyla, Malcolm, and Sully. You see Vika come tearing up out of this hole with Lucy, and then behind her, a horde that, like, you could sit there and count, like, Oh, it went on for like 10 minutes that these things were pouring out of there. Just a horde leaving this cave as it is now left empty and Vika is running. What all of you do?
I think we head down.
Yep, we're sneaking by all the stuff.
Once they're all passed, I guess, we're sneaking behind them.
Captain Malcolm Llewellyn, I do not want to put too much pressure on you, but judging by how last time Gyla made the winning shot and became part of Harmony, it looks like this might be all on you to figure this out.
Oh, good.
We're right behind you, Cap.
So as you all start making your way down this slip and slide of splinters, make me an act under pressure roll that I should have made Vika make on her way down, and I forgot.
Is act under pressure cool?
It is, yes.
I mean, Lucy and I were going a lot slower. I think they're probably moving
That's
fast.
True. They could have taken all the time they wanted. Y'all gotta move fast.
I got an 11.
I got a 9.
I got a 7.
This time, Sully looks cooler than Malcolm.
Right.
So, Gyla, you're used to being, I guess, on... Well, no, there's really not an excuse for this. You just happen to be okay this time. As
No, what it is me and Malcolm are trying to, like, make our way down carefully, where Gyla just rips a board off and, like, snowboards down.
Well, what happens here is Gyla is like, oh, here was a slippery spot. I'm okay. I'm gonna... And then you see Malcolm and Sully both just immediately lose their footing and go sliding down. So right when you guys basically get to the mouth of this thing, you manage to, like, catch yourselves as the, like, slope levels out a little bit before that sharp drop-off that Vika saw. And you stop just above this giant drop-off. But unfortunately, Gyla is kind of, like, a bit behind you. There's going to be some time before she shows up.
I do look cooler than Malcolm on landing. Like, 2 points cooler if we were doing, like, a rolling game.
But it's a band, though, so it's the same. 7 and 9 are the same, buddy. Them mixed successes.
I mean, we don't make... When we roll a 14, that's the same thing as a 10, but we don't act like it's the same thing. So I don't want to hear how it's the same thing.
All right. Indecipherably the same, Malcolm and Sully, you are above this, basically for you guys, pitch black pit. What do you do?
So we can't see anything down this hole?
You don't necessarily have a source of light at the moment, and it's very dark. You can try to make a source of light, but right now it's like very, very, very dark down here.
Can I make a source of light?
How do you want to do that? But yes.
Can I start glowing?
I don't think so.
I glow a lot.
I don't think you can just cast Lumos on yourself.
Why not?
Why not? I glow when I use Harmony's powers.
I think your eye does. Anyways, go ahead. Roll plus weird.
Fine. He uses powers and he looks down the hole. It lights up.
I can also just like strike my sword against something to make a spark and light a torch, you know. Would you prefer that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
If it's smart, I get a 10. And if it's weird, I get an 11. So.
You get the weird sense that you could probably strike your sword against something metal to make a spark to light a torch, and you light yourself a small torch and look down. Oh, well, I guess then, you know, what do you guys do? You have a source of light now. What do you want to do?
Look down and see what's in the hole.
Okay, make me an investigation check.
Am I with them yet?
No.
I got a 7. I don't know what you're doing, Malcolm, if you're also investigating with me.
Yeah, I mean, he'd also be looking. It's either a 10 or a 12. I guess if it was cool. The only thing it wouldn't be at least a 10 is if it was weird, which it shouldn't be.
No, it's not weird. That is sharp.
So it's a 10.
All right, so both of you lean over the edge and peer down and... Sully, you're having trouble, like, getting through the darkness. Like, you know what I mean? It's still difficult. Your light, you know, feels like it's getting swallowed up by this. But what both of you see, like, lifting out of the darkness is just, like, two eye stalks. with glowing orange eyes on them. And then, Sully, you lose your footing and slip and fall.
I rolled a 10.
You rolled a 7, I thought.
Oh, I did roll a 7.
Which is a mixed success.
I rolled a 10.
Where something bad happens to you.
Can I try to grab him?
You can. Act under pressure. But I'm going to warn you, even a mixed success on this is going to be not great.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm aware. That is a 13.
So, Sully, you feel yourself like, oh, nope, nothing underneath of me, as you, like, start plummeting towards whatever this is, and then you feel a hand dart out and grab you right before you're, like, actually break, like, are in the pit and drag you back up.
Thank you, Captain Malcolm Llewellyn. I appreciate that.
Oh, of course, and don't want you to go down there without me, right?
Of course not. He pats you on the back and you fall in. Like, not meanly pats you on the back, you know, just like nothing. You're like, of course not. What? Oh, no.
And of course, we couldn't leave Jyla behind. Who knows what she would do if she were by herself.
Do I slide up now? You talking about me while I'm gone?
All good things. All good things.
I'm sure.
All right. What are you guys doing?
What is, besides the ice stalks, what is this creature? Can you provide any more details about
trying
this?
To think of the right way to explain this to you.
Oh, okay.
No, because that's all you see. Like, it's far down there. It is very dark. You have a torch that does not provide perfect light.
Gotcha.
Jyla, do you have a big enough explosion to maybe hurt it and light it up at the same time?
I don't know if I have enough fuel to make it the entire thing flammable, if that makes sense.
Can I pull out, sci-fi glow sticks, Cody? You know, that they have in every Explorer thing?
No, because this is supposed to be pirate-themed.
No, you're not. You weren't letting me get to the joke. So I pull it out, and it's just a bundle of sticks that are painted like a neon yellow. And I crack them, and it just is sticks.
And nothing happens. I mean, we could drop a bomb down there to see if we can light it up. We can drop that torch down there, see if we can get a better view of it. Or we can make another torch. Let's try to make another torch. I want to try to make another torch.
And then huck it down there?
And then huck it down there.
All right, make me... I'm just going to say do blast some baddies for that, because you're throwing a torch at it.
Now, would that be tough or cool?
I would call that cool, because it's a ranged weapon technically at the moment, because you're throwing it. So we'll say cool.
Then that is an 8.
Okay, so... You light up another torch, you know, you can just touch a stick to Sully's, and you throw it at one of the ice stalks, and it's like, perfect throw, right? Spirals through the air, and you see this fiery piece of wood hit an ice stalk, and then it, like, tumbles down onto a much larger body, and you can see it, like, bouncing as you see a giant slug that, as its body, like, hits the ground, it would normally just be kind of like those weird wiggly, like, I don't know what to call, I don't know what the edge of a, you know what the edge of a slug looks like? I don't know what to call that.
I know what
it's like, kind of like,
it's kind of wavy,
muscly ridges. Yeah.
At the edge.
Yeah. Instead of that, it's just these giant tentacles that splay out as this Lovecraftian thing starts climbing its way towards you, almost in slow motion, one eye dimmed as it makes its way out of the cave towards you.
I don't know if I have enough of it, but I've got some sodium-based powder. Salt kill slugs, right? Please tell me I'm remembering that right, Sully.
Yes.
All right, well,
is this
y'all
the,
have any ideas for a dispersal of that?
Is this like a Papa clone slug? That's a horrifying thought.
A what slug?
A Papa clone slug.
Are clone slugs? The clone slugs the outlaws had?
Oh, no.
I mean,
these cap on distributing something to make this shrivel up.
I mean, if we could fashion it into some kind of capsule, I could fire it out of my traction blade here.
All right, that might be a better way to scatter it.
So while you're doing that, I guess I could try to distract it.
So what I think that will be is Jyla, do whatever you do.
I'm fashioning ammo, basically. And then Mal will fire it.
Yeah, whatever your mad chemist skill, yeah, just do that. Sully, basically, you're being a distraction right now, so that's going to be blast some baddies with, like, the implication that if you do this badly, you're just going to get hurt. And then Malcolm, that'll be a blast some baddies with whatever this capsule thing is, assuming that Gyla succeeds. Meanwhile, up on the surface, the penguin is sliding back and forth across, like, this horde of zombies that have basically backed you into, like, a semicircle against the edge of this raft. Some of them are spilling over into the water as you're firing into the horde. Lucy is, like, jumping back and forth, like, whenever anyone gets past the penguin, before it can get to you, he's hitting it with this still-flaming chunk of ore. Roll some blast some baddies, Vika.
Is there any chance that one of those, like, bomb barrels that Gyla made might be, like, I don't know, floating because they fell off the ship?
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and say yes if you want to try to do something with that.
I want to try to shoot it so it explodes a bunch of them.
I like that idea. It would be like, if you find one, it would be like floating in the water. You'd have to like throw it at them and then shoot it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's basically exactly what I will roll it, but yes.
So I'm gonna say that is two rolls.
Okay.
I'm gonna say that, well, we'll just say that's really two blasts and baddies. Or, I'll say act under pressure, then blast some baddies. So we'll do an act under pressure first, which is cool.
Okay. Then that is a 10.
Okay, so you lob it right into, like, the center of them. The penguin gets the idea and, like, holds back for a second as all of these zombies crowd on top of it.
And the second one is a 13.
Nice. So, you're kind of, like, getting overwhelmed at this point, you know, like, it's getting tense as more and more are slipping past the penguin and Lucy's having to, like, do overtime to get himself away or to keep these things away from you. It was, like, to the point where they were almost getting to you and you managed to squeeze off one shot and blow up this barrel and you see zombies just go tumbling off into the water and, like, the last one that was about to hit you, Lucy hits with the oar and, you know, clubs it down as it's left there burning on the ground. And he turns around to look at you and goes, "That was a good shot, Vika." And then a zombie, like, jumps on his back and he's just immediately dogpiled.
Lucy!
way back down below the surface. Gyla, how's it going?
I got it.
Okay, so you're going to have a choice here, which is either this doesn't go well and you make a kind of crappy piece of ammo, or this goes well, but you had to put yourself in danger to do it. So basically, you knew you were going to get hit by this slug as it crawled its way up, but you're like, gotta finish this, doesn't matter.
The latter, that one.
Okay, cool. So you finish making this ammo, like you know that this slug thing is getting close to you, and right as you finish it, you chuck it over to Sully, or you chuck it over to Malcolm, and a giant tendril hits you and throws you back into this pit. Make an act under pressure roll.
That's a 7.
Okay, so you take 2 damage from this tendril hitting you, and then you take 1 more as you hit the ground. Now at the bottom of this pit. All right, Sully, you're trying to distract this creature to keep it from killing Malcolm to give him a shot with the, like, basically salt shotgun you guys just made.
So what I want to do is, like, I know we're doing blast and baddies, but I want to, like, flavor it as, like, I'm shooting the boards above it, trying to, like, rain down debris on it.
Oh, I like that idea. Yeah, that's cool.
I only got an 8, but, you know, like, my idea was, like, you know, like, if I can get, like, a, like, stalagmite, which is obviously not in a wooden cave, you know, like, something big enough to pierce it, it would do a lot of damage. I don't do that, but I do get a lot of little rocks that are very annoying.
Okay, so this is another instance of how you have a choice here. Either it works and you're hurt, or it works less well and you're not.
Yeah, I will definitely be hurt to give Malcolm the shot.
Cool, so you fire up at the ceiling, causing, like, boards and stuff to loosen and rain down, and there's actually, like, a small trickle of water that, like, busts through, and, like, it's getting hit by, like, an onrush of water as that, like, little trickle breaks apart more, and, like, the ocean hits it, you know? But it senses you as a threat, and instead of throwing you backward down the pit, like, with a stray tendril, it just pins you against the wall. You can feel tendrils wrapping against your neck as this thing begins to pull you towards a, like, toothless but gaping maw as you feel yourself being drug into the heart of decay, and you take 3 damage.
As he's hit, he just goes, "Yeah, that seems fair."
Sully, this thing's, or not Sully, Malcolm, gosh, these names. Malcolm, this thing's back is turned to you, and you have ammo that might work. You hope it does.
Does he get any bonus for me having done anything?
Oh, yes. So the ammo itself doesn't necessarily give you a bonus to hit, but the fact that Sully actually distracted it, I'll give you a plus one for because of that extra damage he's taking. Because this thing's like back is turned to you. It's not defending itself at all. It's entirely focused on Sully.
But with Sully's plus one, that'll be a 12.
Awesome. All right. So you fire your gun sword at this thing. And as the like salt breaks apart and flies into it, you can hear it like hissing and shriveling as it like begins to burn into its flesh, and you can see it like shriveling in on it. It turns towards you, its one remaining good eye like mad with rage, and rushes towards you. Far up on the surface, Vika, you see Lucy get overwhelmed by a horde of zombies. What do you do?
I rush over and try to take out as many of them as I can.
Are you melee or firing?
So firing, but we talked about how that could be used in both a melee and range setting.
I guess...
Well, you know what? My thing can shape into, like, whatever I need it to be here in this realm. So, I'll say it ends up being, like a short sword.
Okay. So you rush forward and start slashing. Roll me a blast some baddies with tough.
9.
So with a 9, you make a couple of chops against this onrushing horde that now without Lucy kind of holding the ones that are getting past the penguin at bay is mounting up against you guys. But you manage to make enough of a little bit of a dent that you can see Lucy buried underneath a pile of bodies. He's like kind of bloodied and bruised. You like grab him and pull him out as you're taking hits from these creatures as you manage to like pull him back to just the edge of this raft. You see the penguin way off still like surfing on corpses, but not as well as he was, and you have taken 2 damage. You're feeling pretty beat up. Lucy struggles to his feet and goes, Vika, I think we need to discuss times that it makes sense to take risks.
Yeah, I think that this is the time. This is it.
And we switch back to far underneath the surface as a slug is charging at Malcolm. Malcolm, what do you do?
Jarla, do you have any more of that powder? It did seem to have an effect. It definitely didn't like it.
I can get making some more.
Okay, so let me re-describe this scene. Jarla is in a pit, like way down.
Jarla's okay. Down there.
Yeah, you fell down a pit. That's why you took extra damage. You took like 1 damage from getting hit, and then you took fall damage as you like fell down the pit.
I didn't realize that. Okay, then. Dang, that makes me rethink what I was gonna do.
Can I do something, or is it just Malcolm right now?
Malcolm's the one that's, like, immediately, like, this thing is rushing towards Malcolm. Like, Okay. Narratively, Malcolm has to do something first.
That's fine.
Darn, I had what I was going to do in mind, but that changes if Giles is not...
What were you going to do?
I was going to have her make a bunch more of that stuff and let that thing get close and basically throw it in its mouth.
Now, I like that idea, and you know where more of that salt is... It is down in the bottom of that pit. So...
How far down is the pit?
This is a 2 towers, Lord of the Rings, rappelling down the wall into the smoke moment here. You know? You might find the bottom.
I mean, do I know that Drylo's alive down there, at least?
You don't, no. No, I mean, this was like, ah!
Oh, jeez, okay.
I just like how you sound being knocked into a pit, Jarla. Southern draw Jyla. Southern draw Jyla.
Ah! Sorry, let me do that again. Ah, yo! Oh, wait, even one better. Yo! Exploded!
That's a word character.
Malcolm, this thing's rushing towards you. You have the thought about the salt. What do you do?
All right, Sully, this is going to be a dumb idea, and I hope it works. But we need more of that salt. It definitely seems to have had an effect. I'm going to go down after Jyla.
All right, roll me an act under pressure as you jump just to, like, this is like it's running towards you and you're like off the cliff.
Yup. 12.
Okay. So you leap into the darkness, into the unknown, unsure that this was a good idea.
Very unsure if this was a good idea.
You know that moment when, like, you step and the stair isn't there and you have that, like, lurching, like, oh gosh, and then you hit the ground? You kind of have that moment of, like, that lurching feeling of, like, this is a little bit further than I thought! And then you, like, hit the ground, do a roll, and come up on your feet. Gyla is next to you. She's hurt, but not that hurt. Like, you know, maybe a sprained ankle or, you know, like, bruised and bloodied, but not, you know, dead. Sully, you just watched Malcolm jump into a pit that Gyla just fell down. This slug with tentacles smashed into a wall, further dislodging the boards that you had shot out before, and the water pouring into this buried chamber far under the ocean is beginning to pour in a little bit faster. It shakes itself and looks down the pit and, like, leaps in to attack Malcolm and Gyla. What do you do?
Can I use my magic powers to hold it back a little bit? Knowing that I know, like, I can't hold the whole thing up, but basically to give them, like, an extra half second, you know?
So, Zach, every other time you've asked Cody in this arc if you can use your magic powers, the answer has been no.
I will say the answer is kind of, but understand it's not going to be as effective as it would normally, and the consequences of this not being a really good roll are pretty bad.
That's fine. Would this be considered a support someone roll?
No, I'm going to call this act under pressure for a reason.
Am I using cool? I would be using weird, though, right? Like, I'm actively using weird powers.
Yeah. We can call it weird.
That's cool. I got a 6.
Awesome.
Oh, no.
So you reach out with your mind to, like, grab onto this thing and hold it back, and you do. It weighs, like, 1,000,000 pounds, and you weigh 5, and you just get catapulted off of the cliff.
Yo!
All right.
Spedgy!
Malcolm, all right, you're down in the bottom of this pit. Gyla's next to you.
And so is Sully, apparently.
Not yet. The slug monster above you crashed into the wall and then leapt towards you. What do you do?
Gyla, do you have any more of that sodium salt stuff? I have an idea.
It's all yours, Cap.
All right, she gives you, I guess, a barrel of table salt.
No, it's like powder. She's got, like, canisters.
Okay, yeah.
And she's been, like, mixing it, but she just shoves that one canister at him.
Yep.
That's got the most salt content.
All right, Malcolm, what you do with it?
All right, Gyla, might want to stand back, get out of the way of this thing. And he is going to wait until it gets, like, right on top of him. And he's basically just going to, like, right as it opens its mouth to get right up on him, he's just going to, like, open the canister and, like, fling it forward so it all flings into the thing's mouth.
Okay, so basically this thing's, like, diving at you, right? So mouth open, dives at you, and you throw a handful of salt, like, in its open mouth, right, as the whole weight of this thing is bearing down on top of you, right? Make me a blast some baddies roll. And I'll say it's kind of up to you whether this is cool or tough, because at some point the difference between this being punching it with salt and throwing salt becomes really arbitrary.
I'd say cool, because it also is a mix of act under pressure. You know, if this isn't pressure, I don't know what is.
Right? That is an 11.
Cool. So with an 11, you throw this salt in its mouth, and as it hits this cloud of sodium, you can see it turning into a, like, heavy smoky slime as it hits it, you know, like, it doesn't immediately turn into nothing, but it basically turns into, like, a very wet cloud, right? Not a pleasant thing to get splashed into your face, but, like, you get hit with this, like, foul stench as this thing is just evaporating in front of you, right? And right as you have that moment of being like, oh good, I won, you just see Sully just slam into the, like, Gyla fell into the ground. Sully was pulled into the ground as he just smashes into the wood all around you. He takes 3 damage from basically being cannoned into the ground. Sully is very hurt. And as soon as that happens, the above you guys splits open, right, from Sully shooting at the ceiling. Water begins pouring in, and this whole structure begins to break apart into pieces. What do you do?
Swim up.
Yeah, I think it would be like trying to clamber out of a pit that would be filling with water.
So the thing is dead.
Yes.
Mal's going to check on Sully, make sure he's conscious and alive first.
Gives you a thumbs up.
You know, he's alive-ish. he's still moving.
All of the nebula patterns that like are usually circling on his body are just like very static.
He looks kind of stunned, you know.
Well, that was a very bad idea, and I'm glad it worked. I think we should get out of here.
He gives you another thumbs up.
All right, act under pressure.
This is not my good stuff. Okay, I'll take it. A 10.
12.
All right.
14.
Dad gum. So I really was expecting this to be like a moment where you were going to like drag Sully out of there, but okay, fine. Never mind. My story's dead.
Sully is almost knocked unconscious, and Giles says, Sully, you got to swim. And he's like, okay. Just starts going to town.
You all just, I guess, backflip and half swim your way out of this cavern like you haven't just had a big fight. When you... okay, so then as you guys are doing that, we're going to switch back over to Vika. Vika, you and... forgot his name. You and Lucy are managing to just hold these creatures at bay. And right when you think that there is no way that you're going to, like, last, they all at once freeze and then melt. You can see them, like, in front of your eyes just begin to actually decay into, like, basically the dirt that they should have been all along, considering how long they have been dead and soaked in salt water. As these creatures collapse into, you know, like, decayed flesh and bones, the raft underneath of you becomes less stable. Like, this thing has really never made sense that it would be able to float since it's made of mostly broken boards. You can feel it becoming less and less stable as it begins to break apart, and it starts to just be like floating clusters of boards, then just eventually like floating individual boards as this whole thing basically turns into liquid. Or like doesn't turn into liquid, but like just starts to float apart in the water.
It's no longer cohesive.
No longer cohesive, yeah. The penguin you can kind of see, like, off in the distance was, like, jumping and fighting and now just kind of jumps into the water and is paddling around. He looks a little beat up.
Oh, space and hell, this is not our day! Are the boards... Are any of them, like, stable?
You could, like, hold on to one and, like, tread water. You know what I mean? Like, they're floating.
Michael will never let go. Okay, I know our ship is mostly, like, out. Are there, like... I figure that's the least decayed thing out here. Are there, like, more boards that are still together? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll say that you hang on to one board that, like, it, like, says the honor written on it. Meanwhile...
No, you know what I mean. Is it, like... Are there planks that are still physically, like, together?
Not like, really. Four?
Okay.
No. But you find, like, you know, the nicest looking one, which, like I said...
The biggest looking one. Paint.
Yeah, it's like, maybe it's like a chunk of hull, you know, yeah. You find. That says
That's
the
exactly
honor.
What I want. Yep.
You, like, look over across and see three figures bobbing in the water that had just made their way to the surface before this whole thing completely disintegrated.
Silent waves. Yeah, Vi waves back and like as my blunderbuss can turn into different tools. I have an oar now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you pull out your blunderbuss oar and paddle your way over to them and drag them all up on this little chunk of ship. And as you grab Malcolm and pull him on board, you notice one glowing eye in his head.
Yeah, that makes sense.
what do you mean? What's wrong?
We hope you enjoyed this latest episode of Outlaws Wanted. Music for this show is from danosongs.com, Audionautics.com, Zapsplat.com, and in the public domain. If you like this show, you can check out more of our actual play podcasts at the Wandering Gamer Network's website or on Podbean. You can also interact with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We also post Let's Play videos under our YouTube channel, The Wandering Gamer Network, and on Twitch we can be found at wandering_gamers. Now remember, It's not the outlaws that make trouble. It's trouble that makes the outlaws.